Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 10:07 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. That's what my Bicardo Jewelers watch says. It's Monday, November 17, 2025. This is the Bob Cadaro Show. I am he. And it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his great Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like David Antoine of Fleetville, Frank Olszewski of Wilkes-Barre, Robert D'Alessandro of Plymouth, Herschel Klinger of Bloomsburg. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for you for the balance of the morning, and it's something we really need. James Carville, he rears his ugly head every so often. And I just don't understand. I don't understand why he and Stephen A. Smith have a national platform whenever they pop off on something. And Fox gives them a platform every time they want to say something that might slightly be considered against left-wing lunatic Democrat orthodoxy. I just don't understand it. Carville was never smart to begin with. Well, he was very smart. I apologize. He was never intelligent to begin with. He's a goofball. He lost more elections than he won. I don't get it. Because he could turn a pithy phrase and Stephen A. Smith, there's no there. Once in a while, he'll have a good point, but how does he? I don't get it. And there's others, but they should be marginalized. But he is saying, and in this sense, he's performing a public service. He's saying what the Democrats are going to do. They're going to get rid of the filibuster. They're going to make Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. states, thus ensuring themselves the majority in the United States Senate. It's crazy. So we've got a failed, They want to make a failed Commonwealth, Puerto Rico. And this is typical of the left-wing lunatics. A failed Commonwealth, a state, and a failed city, a state. Just typical. It's unbelievable. Somebody texts in, Teddy's getting to the point I've been trying to make. People suppress their speech because of fear of reprisal, meaning Teddy Daniels. Thus, free speech is very limited. Most cover focus on government suppression, which we had tons of, I might add, during the Biden administration, yet ignore social suppression. I don't have a problem with social suppression because that's free speech too. If it's socially uncomfortable to say something, so be it. Then either have the coyotes to say it or go stand in the corner. That's my view. We don't have enough societal demands on people acting and speaking civilly. But I wish the Kyle Rittenhouse event happened. I said this, he's not a hero, but he's a symbol. And if anybody who watched the video of him getting the snot beat out of him before he defended himself with his weapon, the bullies beating up this little kid, well, they earned what they got. Just a little aside, but it tells you how stupid the lunatic left is. Just an aside. If you're going to bully a little kid, make sure he doesn't have an AR-15 with him. Make sure he doesn't have a rifle in his hands. That would be sensible. But see, they're devoid of truth, fact, and reality. All those Summer of Love protesters. They were protesting based on an outrageous lie. And many of them were paid just to create chaos. Who wins in chaos? The Democrat left. That's who wins amidst chaos. That's why they want it. That's why they pay people to create chaos. That's why they open the borders. That's why they call criminals the oppressed. They want chaos. That's why they want to defund the police. Create chaos. And we thrive. Even normal people will turn to anyone, any port in a storm. But they create the storm. Tom from Dallas says, remember, Democrats have to run on lies and fear to win elections, such as the Republicans wanting to ban all abortions. Women won't get any abortions yet. Tom points out there are approximately 1.14 million abortions in the United States in 2024, a slight increase from 2023. Tom adds, importantly, these human sacrifices would make an Aztec blush. Yeah, no, it's crazy stuff, I got to tell you. Somebody said, and I don't agree with this, I do think that the people who, you know, Luzerne County Republican Party, which just got its ass kicked, needs to say, hey, we better welcome these people in and try to accommodate them instead of opposing them. Because the listener here says on the Rittenhouse situation, just remember the Luzerne County Republican Party agreed with the left when it came to freedom of speech. Yeah, I got to say this in defense of Republican officials. The newspaper was looking for a story. It's a left-wing lunatic newspaper. They're going to stretch anything they can to show division in the Republican Party. At the same time, the Democrat Party kicked out their chairman in Luzerne County. So, they're looking for division. The Republican Party rightly says this is not a Republican Party of Luzerne County event, which it was not. Now, you could interpret that as divisiveness, but it's a plain fact. So, in any event, John Fetterman's new book, somebody takes in, Hot Chili Pepper Reed, says PA Governor Josh Shapiro. Not the person you think he is. He puts politics before people. Now, Fetterman says that about Shapiro. Of course he does. Josh Shapiro cares no more about you than this keyboard I'm looking at now. It's all his politics. It's all his future. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Somebody says, can't imagine how much money is being donated to Paige Cognetti for her run against Rob Bresnahan. I know. Just remember, she destroyed Scranton. She could try to destroy the country. Bob in Sunday says the voice was reported that Jane Fonda's climate pack donated $40,000 to Luzerne County campaigns for the past election. Wow. I told you there was a lot of outside money, outside lunatic left money, going to these Democrat candidates. Somebody texts in, Stephen A. Smith is not bright. He's a loudmouth race baiter. When the Miami Dolphins fired their general manager a few weeks back and didn't fire their coach, Stephen A. Smith blamed it on racism because the GM was black and the coach was white. That's why they kept him. Stephen A. Smith is a complete moron, says Tom from Dallas. He's a moron. I don't know if he's a complete moron, because once in a while he makes sense, but doesn't deserve a national platform on politics in any way, shape, or form. Bob, you didn't speak about the cancel culture, how they let the turning point. I'm not understanding. There must have been you talking about the Rittenhouse event? It didn't come across in your text the right way in any event. Let's go to Jake from Scranton on Kyle Rittenhouse. How are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
Great.
You know, I like your show a lot, but I can't agree with you on Kyle Rittenhouse. You know, you just said it yourself. He was a kid, but he stopped being a kid when he picked up that weapon and decided to go someplace he had no reason to be.
I don't agree with you on that point, because what I read is that he went up to help his cousin or a relative defend his business from the savages who were protesting.
I read that too.
Yeah.
I read that too. But the whole point was he shot three people who probably, while they were damaging a business, that's what people have insurance.
Well, they were trying to kill him too.
Well, that's because he had a gun and he was, you know, he shouldn't have been there in the first place, is my point. You know what I mean?
Let me say this. I say kid because I'm old. I didn't mean it in that sense.
No.
Yeah.
I agree with you, you know, but I'm old too. And he was a kid. That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But once he picks up that gun, it doesn't matter if he has the thought process of a 17-year-old or a 30-year-old. He's an adult. And, you know, I'm not involved with anything with the freedom of speech or whatever's going on down there. But I just don't think he should be made into a hero. You know, I think he put himself in the wrong place at the wrong time for the wrong reasons. And
that's his right. I've been in the wrong place for the wrong reason a lot of times. Doesn't mean I'm going to get the snot beat out of you and maybe even killed by idiots who are protesting based on a lie. These are not good people that were beating him up.
I never said they were.
Yeah.
I never said they were. What I'm saying is, he didn't need to be there. You know what I mean? The cops weren't even shooting people. And
well, they should have been. They should have been. Well,
Bob, your son's a police officer. It'd be a bloodbath if that started. You know what I mean? I have family who are police officers. If they actually started killing people, it'd be a bloodbath on both sides. I think they showed incredible restraint by not shooting people. Yeah, there's a lot of damage done, billions of dollars of damage done worth of property. But once you start killing people, it's a whole different ballgame. And I just don't think Rittenhouse should have been there.
All right, so Jake, somebody texted in and very, very helpfully, the people beating him had no right to be there either.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't his job to shoot them, though.
When he was almost, he was in the process of being killed. You saw the video, didn't you?
He didn't have to be there. That's my point, though.
No. Neither did they. They shouldn't have been there. They were illegally trespassing. He was not breaking the law. They were. So how does he not? How does he have less rights as a lawful invitee onto a business premises, and they have more rights when they're illegally there?
Well, he didn't shoot them on the business premises, though.
Yeah, because they chased
him in the street where they were chasing him.
Yeah, he ran. Right. He tried to flee. They wanted to kill him. They started to kill him, but the idiots didn't notice he had a gun. Apparently, they just they got what they deserved, and a jury found that. A jury found that to be the case.
I know they did. What I'm saying, though, is that once people start, there was no need for him to even be there. Not that those people were right in any way, shape, or form.
They were illegally trespassing and illegally damaging property and illegally beating up a kid that's smaller than them. And they got shot and killed. And a jury said, you had the right to defend yourself.
He did have the right to defend himself at that point.
So I don't know what am I missing there?
What you're missing is he was a 17-year-old kid who probably legally couldn't own the rifle he had anyway. He was under 18.
Well, nothing was found in that case. I don't
know. I don't know either. But his mom took him down and dropped him off. The whole thing was just a prescription for a bad day.
And it was a bad day for both. He went through a trial. He went through a trial. But he didn't break the law. And a jury said so. So, and again, I'm not making him into a hero. He's a symbol. He's a symbol. And I thought that it would have been.
That's my question. What's he a symbol of?
Self-defense. That self-defense is sometimes necessary and is okay. And that you have the right to be where you want to be, even if you don't think, meaning you, Jake, or I, don't think you should have been there in the first place. You've got freedom to be where you want to be, to express your views, and to defend yourself. And I think he did all three of those things.
Okay, I don't agree, but we're probably never going to come to any point where we actually agree.
Yeah, which
on
is
any
fine.
Point to this,
which is fine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
the jury agreed with me. The jury agreed with me.
I'm not saying he wasn't defending himself, Bob. I'm just saying.
I would rather he not be there either.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But that's not my choice. That's his. I can't tell you where to go. You can't tell me where to go. He went where he was lawfully allowed to be, and he defended himself and tried to flee. They tried to chase him to kill him.
What would your son as a police officer tell this young man if he said at 17 years old, hey, officer, I'm going down there with my AR-style rifle and protect this building. What would your son tell him?
He'd probably say the same thing we're saying, which is, I'd rather you not, but I can't tell you you can't.
Exactly. He'd rather him not.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point.
Your preferences, my preferences, do not govern other people's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Activities, period. Other people's lawful activities. They don't, Jake.
Bob, I think if people start taking that attitude and taking their personal weapons out every time there's civil unrest, there's going to be a lot of problems. You know, I mean, and we got to look at it that way. Once you say this kid's okay.
No, I take it the other way. I take it the other way. If savage liars are going to go around beating people up and destroying property, there has to be consequences. These were the most severe possible, but they're the consequences they
that's
earned.
That's for the police to decide what consequences there are.
No, it's for the guy defending himself, Kyle Rittenhouse.
You have the right to stay in your home and not.
He fled and they chased him to kill him, Jake. What am I missing here? I don't get it. I really don't. I don't understand your point.
My point is he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
That's so what?
Plain
so,
and simple.
And that's so what? What doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. If he was where he could be lawfully, it's irrelevant what you think.
Okay, fair enough.
To the whole situation, and so said a jury.
Yes, they did.
All right, my man. I appreciate it, though. Thank you. We'll take a break and be back. Our veterans this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. Featuring today one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, headquartered in Jessup. One of the largest and the premier roofing contractor for commercial, industrial, and institutional purposes in the entire Eastern United States. And guess what? They bring that expertise right back here to your home or small building. All their buying power, all their knowledge, Eastern Roofing Systems. Frank Olszewski. He died October 26th. He was from Wilkes-Barre. He lost his battle with a lengthy illness at the age of 75, family at his side. Born in Kingston, he attended Marymount High School and King's College. He proudly served this country in the United States Army with the 109th Field Artillery, the fabled 109th. He often reminded his family and friends to remember the veterans. After his service, he began a successful career in sales at Nackless Furniture and was well known as a commercial personality called Crazy Frankie. Later on, he worked for the Commission on Economic Opportunity. Left to cherish his memory, his loving wife of 53 years, Nancy Smith, the former Nancy Smith, his daughters, his grandchildren, and many other family members. Frank dedicated his life to family, friends, fishing, and fun. He was always the life of the party. Big ones biting now, he used to say. Frank Olszewski. Robert D'Alessandro. He died November 8th. He was from Plymouth. He was 77. Born in Jenkins Township, a graduate of Plains Memorial High School, class of 1966. Shortly after graduation, in August of 66, Bob enlisted in the United States Marine Corps. He was a combat veteran of the Vietnam War, earning the National Defense Service Medal, the Vietnamese Campaign Medal, the Vietnamese Service Medal, and the Presidential Unit Citation and the Combat Action Ribbon. He was discharged in 1970 as a PFC. He attended King's College and earned his bachelor's degree in criminal justice, later employed as a caseworker at the Department of Human Services. Avid hunter and fisherman, involved in local sports, surviving his wife of 37 years, the former Cindy Gruenberg. His son, his daughter, his grandchildren, and many other family members. Robert D'Alessandro, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Ringo Starr, Murph says this date, 1973. He moved up to number 4 with his hit Photograph. Somebody said, Kyle, as a child, Kyle Rittenhouse, showed more resolve and coyotes than many adults that chose to be victimized that day. He stood up to the tourist terrorists like a man, and he may not have needed it if real men had risen to the occasion. The last caller will be a victim and seemed to suggest we should all be victims, especially if we are insured. No, that's not what he said. He said he shouldn't have been there. And I'm agnostic on that. He should be wherever he wants to be lawfully. Period. Any American. You should be where you want to be. And I give him credit because he ran before shooting. He fled before defending himself. And he was still getting the snot beat out of him. They wouldn't let him get away. And then they paid the ultimate price. Who the hell were they? They shouldn't have been there either. So maybe if there was no protest, Kyle Rittenhouse wouldn't have been there. If there was no destruction, wanton destruction, I might add, burning and destroying people's property, their life's work. These people were scum that were protesting. They were idiots. They were liars. So I, again, not getting it. Not getting it. Somebody said this, I do get why Kyle Rittenhouse's trial went the way it did. Self-defense. They were trying to kill him. What I don't understand, how there is this Republican Party faction who feels that he is some martyr and should be going around the country speaking. Speaking about what? Speaking about a unique experience, an amazing one, an amazingly interesting experience. It captured the national dialogue. But they continue. It's just a bit ridiculous. What are they celebrating that this kid went out with an AR-15, a white kid at that? Well, what is that? Now you've lost me. Who gives a spit if he's white? I parade him around the country. Well, he's got an interesting story to tell. He's got a story and his version of the story that is quite amazing. And by the way, you had to pay for a ticket to go. So if you choose to think that's interesting, that's your right too. I don't know. We're losing the focus on what freedom is. Freedom is to do whatever lawful activity you want when you want to. So I don't get it. And the people who got shot earned it, and a jury said so. If I had them to talk to, I'd say, well, first of all, you can't go marauding around a town destroying other people's property. Something bad might happen to you, number one. Number two, if you're going to try to kill someone with a rifle, expect to be shot. I couldn't be much clearer than that. Let's go to Luciano. Hey, Luciano, how are you?
Thank you, Bob, for taking my call. See, modern-day society, if you're a white European Christian, you're evil, you're wicked, and the Democratic Party only... See, we don't have an American citizen, especially you being a white person. I have more privileges than you.
I'm not white. I'm sorry, I'm not white.
I know, I'm just saying, because the modern-day Democratic Party, it's one part is for illegals and one part is for American citizens. I agree with you 100%. Remember what happened in New York City in the subway with this soldier? Killed this crazy, wacko, homeless person. He was threatening him, and he killed him. He was set free. Bob, don't give up. Don't be intimidated. I walk around sometimes with a maggot hat, and they spit at me, and they curse at me, and they say all kinds of foul things.
Well, Luciano, helpfully, one of the audience texted in as I was speaking with Jake, And they said, well, wait a minute. They weren't where they were supposed to be either, the protesters. And they were undertaking illegal activity in addition to trying to kill this kid who ran away.
And Charlie Kirk deserved to die in an insane society that is governed and protected by the modern Democratic Party. Bob, don't give up and don't mince words and don't sugarcoat anything. Keep up the good work, Bob. Take care.
Thank you. Frank from Wolf Forge. Hey, Frank, on the Rittenhouse deal. Frank.
Well, Bob, here's the point. Kyle Rittenhouse, he beat, and these are all crimes, right? Of the media. He beat the lying, racketeering, which is a crime, collusion, which is a crime, conspiratorial, which is a crime, media narrative. They wanted Kyle Rittenhouse to get a life sentence. Life sentence, ending his life in jail. A life sentence. That's why this is important for Kyle Rittenhouse to come here and speak and say, hey, people, don't give up. Although your media is aligned against you, and here's a good point. I spoke to Dan Muser, and Dan Muser said, did you see my piece in the paper, Scranton Times? I said, no, why? He said, at the prayer breakfast, they asked him about Kyle Rittenhouse. And Dan Muser said, it's America, free speech. He deserves to come here. He could speak wherever he would like. So why didn't the Scranton Times publish that quote from a sitting local congressman?
Because it's a crappy left wing lunatic newspaper. The paper sucks. It's what is
a life sentence. And he went down. Remember, this was the summer of love, George Floyd. I think they had just sentenced Derek Chauvin, right? You know that media narrative, collusional, conspiratorial lie, right? So now that guy's sitting in jail. That's why it's important for Kyle Rittenhouse to come here. And guess what? You won't see him again. And why do I know that? Not here. And that's why you don't see him around a lot. He charges a lot of money to speak. He's not a traveling show. He, if somebody wants to hear his viewpoint, they will pay. And I know this because the Rod of Iron Freedom Festival, we have it annually up in Greeley. We pay $10,000 to General Flynn, $10,000 to Gorka, right? Kyle Rittenhouse is much more expensive. He doesn't need to go out and speak. So that's why we'll never see Kyle Rittenhouse again, because we can't afford it. But here's the point. This thing was going great guns, no problems, until a couple local, I guarantee you, there weren't more than 50 people that called the Woodlands. The Woodlands reneged. It was a simple $500 rent the venue, and here's the backstory. $500 rent the venue and bring your own security. Bob, the last contract we got, which was Thursday at 5:01 p.m. after close of business, when we were waiting since noon to get this new contract, they wanted a $12,000 pizza bar. Bob, who else that has an event there has a requirement to pay $12,000 for a pizza bar? And it gets worse. They wanted at least 10 local police policemen with a bomb squad. Bob, how much does that cost? It's not even worth bringing Kyle at this point, but it goes further. They wanted a $5 million liability policy for the venue for 3 hours.
Well, other than the pizza bar, I don't disagree with them.
Well, listen, the only reason you need a bomb squad is because the left,
yes,
the violent left, the unhinged, the statist apparatchiks, commies, right? They don't want it here.
Yep.
So guess what they do, right? So you know what? At that point, it's like all the people that had bought advanced sales, it's like, and put it this way, Bob, we originally started at $100 a ticket. And I was talking to Teddy and TJ. I said, guys, $100, we'll get people, but let's open it up to the public, to the working guy. Let's charge $25 a ticket. Guess what? Ticket sales were fine. We were building. And then last minute, the Woodlands, right? Listen, what if Kyle Rittenhouse was part of a trans drag show for kids? You think they would have canceled that? Probably not. So you know what? It's a dichotomy here. But Northeast Pennsylvania loses. And as for the parties, Bob, maybe they wouldn't bring Kyle Rittenhouse here. But NEPA Republicans, me, TJ Fitzgerald, Teddy, right? We thought this would be great.
Well, we got to figure out a way to get along because we can't.
We are.
Regardless of this event. Yeah, regardless of the event.
We're getting along.
We're losing elections we shouldn't be losing.
Yeah, well, that's why we got to turn out the base, like Teddy said about MAGA. But you know what, Bob? In the end, we lost the great. And this is right before the holiday season, right? Kyle Rittenhouse, he beat the lying, colluding, racketeering media.
Yep.
That's a big.
Oh, you got an amazing story to tell. Amazing story. I don't know how well he tells it, but he's got an amazing story, and it was part of a gripping national argument. And I wish he had come. Frank, thank you, my man. We got to take this break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, will return. The late great Jim Croce. Murph tells us this date, 1973. He entered the top 10 charts at number 10 with his hit, I Got a Name. And before that, 1962, this date, JFK dedicating Dulles International Airport outside Washington, D.C. Remember, what is now known as Reagan was the primary airport for D.C. Some people with some decent foresight said, hey, we're going to need a heck of a lot more than this because the Reagan National is it's really a small imprint. And good thing they did that in any event. Bob LTS, they hate Kyle Rittenhouse because he represents the possibility of people growing a pair and fighting back. They depend on the population being passive. On the other side, somebody says, I don't get the Kyle thing either. Can speak about that in 5 minutes. He's trying to get rich. Not much to gain off him speaking. But again, that's for people to decide. Someone else, something I completely disagree with. No civilian anywhere should possess an AR-15 rifle. I don't agree with you at all. I don't agree with you at all. That's the right to bear arms. It's in the Constitution. Somebody else, the entire summer, the police were told to stand down and let the thugs burn cities. If the police did their job, none of this would happen. If they did open fire on the thugs, it would have stopped immediately. If you reward bad behavior, you get more of it. It's common sense. Our grandfather's generation would have shot the spit out of these thugs and put them in prison where they belong, not coddle them as some sort of victims. Oh, it was a disgrace. You had mayors and governors that were just disgusting. Yeah, absolutely disgusting. Somebody says, the whole event can sum up the Democrat Party. They celebrated Luigi Mangione killing that CEO. They also celebrated Charlie Kirk's death. Both these men weren't attacking anybody, but they have a meltdown over Kyle defending his own life from people who were trying to kill him. The same people burning down the city, vandalizing property of innocent people that had no ties to the George Floyd incident at all. And there is nothing you can say to change. We'll see where that continues. Yeah, but point being, yeah, exactly. Bob, the Kyle Rittenhouse event was canceled over insurance liability premiums, no different than Obamacare subsidies. Insurance rates out of control at the present time. Somebody else says, I wonder if Chris Kelly will write another article on the Kyle event since Teddy and Scavo called on your show. Yeah, because he never listens. Well, we're not talking about him anymore. I told you why you may not have heard. And my invitation for him to come on the show anytime has been withdrawn. When he compared Antifa to the brave men who stormed Normandy Beach, that's it. He's too sick. He's too depraved to put on these airwaves, period. So, and he was, because his column is irrelevant and nobody reads it, and because we have a huge audience, he was using us to have people read his stupid columns. But he's too perverted. I am not interested. He's too mentally ill. Can't do it. You compare Antifa to the World War II heroes? Oh, my God. Somebody says, wait, what? You think anybody on the street that can own a gun can own an AR-15? Yeah, they're legal. I don't understand. What part of that is not understandable? You got to remember this. There's this interesting thing about freedom. It's somebody else's. You got your own, but it's somebody else's freedom just because it makes you uncomfortable. It's how we start the show. People who would use government for their own comfort, benefit, or power. That's the law. If you go and change the law and we can't have AR-15s, I wouldn't agree with it because I think it'd be unconstitutional. I can't have a gun. I'm a felon. And my dear buddy just gave me a burner. I've got a burner. But please, because it makes you uncomfortable doesn't mean anything. Because somebody's speech makes you uncomfortable, that doesn't mean anything. You got to get a grasp on freedom. It doesn't go into those things which make you uncomfortable are not allowed. Freedom is supposed to be uncomfortable. That's why it works, by the way. All right. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me we're way over. It's 11:02 according to Bicardo's, and they are your jewelry store, but they're your watch store too. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.